Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. You're listening to Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still here, John.
And that's good. We just had a wonderful segment with Mike, who did a great job about square dancing. And now we have a very, very important one. We have Lauren Suma, who is the applicant advocate for the town of North Hempstead. I know Lauren very well. I've had a lot of work with Lauren. And honestly, I have to say that Judy Bosworth took office a year and 3 or 4 months ago. Lauren was hired within a couple of weeks, maybe?
Right away, first day.
Oh, first day even. Yeah. And it really was one of the best choices Judy has made.
Thank you.
Really, it has been a tremendous change psychologically. I mean, things still have to go by the book, and you have to get permits, and you have to have code and all this other business. But to be able to make a phone call and literally have somebody hold your hand through the process, is especially for the seniors, is what gives people a little bit of like, somebody does care. You're not alone out here.
I remember the last time Lauren was on the show, and one of the things that I believe is that people, through an advocate like you, do not feel like you're being trapped into a violation. And I think that's part of the mental, you know, you feel like, okay, this is somebody who's backing me up, and they're not really looking to trap me into something. And that's the mentality that existed.
Wow.
You felt like somebody was trying to catch you.
No, you put that very nicely. Absolutely. You put that perfect.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And how are you, Lauren? And tell us. Bring
good.
Us up to date.
I am good. It's a pleasure to be here. It's wonderful to see you both again. And yes, things have been going really well. I'm very proud of the improvements that we've made at the Supervisor Bosworth's direction since she's been in office now about a year and 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And I'm very excited about a lot of the programs that she's helped implement that we're going to be doing. And I kind of wanted to talk about some of those things today.
Absolutely. We're going to follow you.
Because, you know, as Otto explained, sometimes people feel that the process is overwhelming or it's never going to end. What's next? And having somebody to help guide them through it, I think, is key, critical, and so important. And that's what I'm here for, is to help people. So one of the programs that we are offering again that we did last year, which was a huge success, is our evening mobile office hours. And that's where myself and, you know, a member of the building department go to different libraries throughout the town of North Hempstead in the evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the first one is going to be on March 24th at the Yes We Can Community Center. And we travel throughout the town. And residents that have any questions or concerns about anything in particular, or maybe working through the process and just need some help, can come out. We'll talk to them, answer their questions, and help guide them from that point on till the end, and just be there to help them so that they feel like they're not alone in the process. So the list of all the dates are on our website on the town in North Hempstead. Under the building department, there's a section called the applicant advocate section, and it lists all the mobile office hours that we have and the different dates. So people can refer to that, or certainly call 311 for more information and ask to speak to me if they're interested in attending.
When there's somebody from the town on the show, they take care of everything. I don't have to say 311. We don't do anything. We could just leave.
That's right.
We'll be back in a half hour, Lauren.
So this, you know, this program is so great, and I'm excited that we're doing it again. And the supervisor felt it was so important just to be right there in your backyard, because it's hard for a lot of people sometimes to get to Manhasset, where the building mm-hmm. department is located, or if perhaps they have, you know, family obligations during the day, or if they work, they can't always make it in there by 4:30. So this is us coming into the community, making it accessible for residents to reach out to us, work with us, whatever it is that they have going on. So,
and those dates that are on the website, Yes We Can, and then Manhasset and Hillside, makes no difference where you live in the town.
No,
I can't go
not.
To Hillside, but I'm yeah. free the night in Manhasset. I can go to Manhasset.
Right, and that's why we wanted to do it in different locations, because perhaps maybe somebody isn't available, they have a commitment one night, and they say, okay, there's, you know, 4 or 5 other nights, let me go
perfect.
To this
yeah.
one. And so, yeah, it's open to anybody, anywhere in the town, whatever's most convenient for them. And, you know, we've done this a couple times last year and intend to do it you know, in the future going
Keep it going. So it's great program.
I think it's a really excellent program, and I encourage anybody that is thinking about doing a project, has questions, to please come out and speak with myself and the members of the building department that will be there. So that's one program that I'm very excited about.
Could I ask you a question as far as that goes? Like a minor example. Somebody wants to put a lot of people may not realize that they do have to know a little bit about what's going on, because maybe there's a fence that you think is not an issue, but maybe it is an issue, so you ought to find out.
Right.
Or maybe you are putting one of these new, you know, the air conditioners in the wall with the compressor on the outside type of thing. Where you put that compressor, from what I understand from a friend of mine, you do have to know about the rules and where to go with it.
Sure.
So things like that.
Is that a permit thing?
Yes. You need a permit for an air conditioning unit.
Oh. You need a permit for almost everything.
Yes. And certainly, and this is the thing with the building department stuff. It's, you know, there's general information, but each property is unique and different. And so that's why it's so important. We encourage people, and I'll segue into the next program we're offering, is that it's so important to know what's in your building folder. A lot of people, you know, don't come in because in the past they may have been afraid or, you know, unsure of what to expect. But we welcome that. We want people to come in. We'll make an appointment, sit down with you, look through the folder. So that way, when you're looking to perhaps refinance or sell your home, you don't run into any problems and you know exactly what's in the folder. So if you do have an air conditioning unit or fencing or something else that you're looking to find out, we want people to come in and we'll work with them and help them along the way if there's anything they need to do.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this folder has all the information that you have to date. So then if I show you mine, you say, John, I didn't know there's a fence, I didn't know there's an air conditioner, I didn't know there's a two-car garage now.
Right.
That's
so
what you're talking about.
Right. So Essentially, if you come into the building department and, you know, request to see your property folder, it'll have all the documentation that we have of anything that was filed and approved. So if anything's missing, then that would be an indication that perhaps possibly something was done without permits along the way. So these are things that you want to know, because you want to know what's in the folder and you want to know if there's any potential problems, because when you're in contract of sale, that's not the time to be finding out about this stuff.
Now they're going to look at that map and come back to you, and then there's going to be violations, which is going to put a stall
right,
in the sale.
Because, you know, the banks have been so, you know, tough with these things through title searches, buyer's attorneys. So it's really important to know, you know, what's in there before you sell your house. And we'll certainly help anybody that has any issues along the way to get them through it.
Just from a fear perspective, what happens to a person who finds out that they have the wrong fence, which doesn't show, and they have this air conditioning that I was talking about
that they didn't think about
and they put it in?
Well, it just depends on the particular situation. But if there's no permits there, they can file to maintain the fencing or the air conditioning. And depending on where it's located or the specific situation, it may need a variance. It may not. It just depends. And it has to be the proper height for fencing.
Okay.
There's certain things that we can take a look at. But whatever needs to be done will certainly help the resident through that process and get them through it as quickly and efficiently
as possible.
And
that would be you. You would turn around and say, John, here's what you need to do. Get me an application.
Explain it to them.
There are situations I know of, frankly, where somebody inherits a real disaster, you know, where maybe there's the basement that's semi-finished and there's a window in the basement that somebody can't get out. It's not the right kind of window. So now all of a sudden you could theoretically get into a deal where you need an architect and an engineer and a designer, you know, the whole deal, and it could cost you a lot of money for something that you didn't do.
Right. It just depends on the application. We actually have on our website, again, under the Town of North Hempstead Building Department Applicant Advocate section, there's a supplemental information packet that it's really like a guide and a tool to the building department. It has, you know, some information to help educate you on, you know, some of the common terms that are used. There's an excellent article in here from the president of the Long Island Architects Association that talks about buying or selling a home, some of the things that you need to think about, and some of the, you know, common occurrences that happen, like decks, finished basements, porch enclosures, oil to gas conversions. All these things require permits and can sometimes come up when you're either refinancing or trying to sell the house. There's also worksheets in here that explain some of the things that the when you file an application, that the plan examiner who reviews that application in the building department, or your architect if you're working with one, may be calculating and doing. And it just kind of gives you some more information about the process and how it works, and also just a list of common, you know, errors that we have found along the way to help kind of prevent that in the future, so there's no delays. So
the important thing to remember with all of this is those rules you have and permits required, et cetera, is for the safety of the people in that house and the neighborhood. And then it's unfortunate when you hear the story that there was a fire and they have somebody, the grandparents are living in the basement, but what Otto said, there's a window that nobody could get out. And then it's, oh, pour this and pour that. Who was paying attention?
Right.
The town is trying to pay attention. Yeah. And it's not to just make money. It's to, this is not safe.
Life safety reasons. Life safety. To protect,
well, that's,
you know,
a good point, because there is a like an anger factor that comes into the equation.
Oh, of course.
If all of a sudden somebody's told, you know, that doesn't meet code, and it's going to cost you $5,000 or $10,000 to straighten it out, which can happen. And
of course,
does happen.
Yeah.
You know, reality. But you're not there to be the police person in those situations. You're there to help them get through it and talk about how to handle it.
Right.
You know?
And we've seen a tremendous amount of success since this position has been implemented by the supervisor, since we've done these programs. And that's why we're going to be doing the second program later in the year in May. It's going to be an educational series on what to know before selling your home. And it'll be myself and building department personnel that will be hosting these seminars to make sure you understand, you know, and that you're fully prepared before you sell your house, and to find out what kind of permits or certificates that you may need to close the sale of your home, and, you know, just encourage people to come in, and we'll work with them if they have
any
problems.
Important. So, and, you know, like, because even with Project Independence, we've talked about this, Lauren, you know, seniors could be living on Long Island, but their children are in another state. They think everything's fine. You go to closing and now it's a mess, and they can't fly back and forth from Indiana, wherever they happen to be.
Right.
Take the steps properly, contact the town, go through your folder. I didn't know there was a folder, to be honest with you.
I've been to there and saw the folder and found out that my home, which was done with permit.
Don't tell us about all your violations.
No, it was no violation, but it was actually moved, believe it or not, when they built the New Hyde Park Memorial High School. They actually moved the house a block.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, which they would never do now. They just knock it down.
Right, of course. They just, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, these
That's amazing.
These are two things that I'm really excited about that, you know, the supervisor felt were really important. And, again, we'll be doing those at different libraries throughout the town on evenings starting May 6th at the Manhasset Library. And you can find the list of all the dates and locations on our website or by calling 311 if you're interested in attending that.
I just see there's actually, we're going to get ready for a break in a second, Lauren, but there's Manhasset, Hillside, Shelter Rock, Yes We Can in Port Washington.
Yes.
So you have a load of them. You have to call 311 to be able to get the information, but the town is providing you the information. Lauren will be there. So everybody can participate and get the answers they want. So there's really no reason to complain when the time comes, because we're trying to help you. Not we, Lauren, Judy, and the whole town.
And you can go there for education purposes, not...
Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM.